This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Poor air quality in Denver forced the Broncos to move a public practice inside yesterday. Instead of practicing outside at Empower Field at Mile High as they were scheduled to, the team instead ran drills indoors at its facility in Englewood to protect player health. The Broncos have three more public practices scheduled this week. The team's first preseason game of the year is in Minnesota this Saturday afternoon against the Vikings. Colorado casinos were hit hard by the pandemic, but many gamblers are coming back. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
June appears to be the biggest month for gambling revenues in state history. Actually, records started breaking month after month, beginning back in April. Casino workers say that as gamblers got vaccinated, they started coming back, and there's a lot of pent-up demand over more than a year of pandemic restrictions. Between April and June, casino revenue was $250 million. But casinos are bracing for a potential decline as the Delta variant spreads in Colorado. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Denver-based company Extraction Oil and Gas has agreed to pay more than $462,000 to settle claims that it drilled and operated oil and gas wells without permission. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Colorado says the company illegally removed oil and gas from three wells on federal land in Weld County. A spokesperson for Extraction said the wells were already operating when the company bought them, and they didn't know the oil and gas was federally owned. The company paid more than $800,000 to settle a similar case in 2020, the same year it filed for bankruptcy. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 80 degrees in fair, the high today 95, and lots of smoke in the area today and tomorrow.